Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our own great Hardeen, Mike Nothnagel, the resident quizzer. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. Is your card the Queen of Clubs?
Still no.
Darn it. There's only 52 cards in this deck. I'm going to get it eventually.
Allegedly. Well, Mike, last week you left us with a challenge about magic.
Yes, I said start with the phrase escape artist. Change one letter to a K, then rearrange the letters to spell 3 4-letter words that each name something an escape artist might try to get out of. What are they?
Well, you're going to have to help me break out.
Well, if you change one of the E's to a K, you can spell sack, ties, and trap.
And while we're talking about challenges, a shout out to listener Richard Hatzenbuehler in Deering, New Hampshire, who got a challenge right a few weeks ago.
Way to go, Richard. All right, Ian, on October 26, 1984, 12-day-old baby Faye underwent an experimental transplant procedure in which she received the heart of a baboon, thus becoming the first infant subject of what is called xenotransplantation. Time to dust off your old operation game as we try a quiz about human anatomy. First up, connecting the calf muscles to the heel, the strongest and thickest tendon in the human body is named for what Greek mythological figure?
Achilles.
Correct. The pituitary gland, the hypothalamus, and the adrenal glands are part of what system in the human body, which is responsible for the secretion of hormones into the bloodstream?
That is part of the nervous system.
No, it's not part of the nervous system.
That is part of the endocrine system.
That is correct. Much like me going through the deck of cards, you can name every system and eventually you will get it right.
Exactly.
The scapula is more commonly known by what two-word name, due to both its location in the upper body and its flat triangular shape?
Well, I've got shoulder, but I'm stumped on the second half.
It's called your shoulder blade.
Ah,
the phrase usually is used, yes. The human heart is divided into 4 chambers. The upper 2 chambers are called the left and right atria, while the lower 2 chambers are called the left and right what?
Ventricle?
Yeah, very good. Nice pickup.
They always say I'm all heart on this show.
All heart and no shoulder blade.
Fair enough.
And finally, the muscle known as the tensor tympani is responsible for, as its name might imply, tensing your tympanic membrane, which is more commonly known as what? I can talk a little bit louder if you'd like, if that would help.
Oh, your eardrum.
Your eardrum is correct, yes.
Yeah, tympani, drum.
Tympani, drum, yep. Well, it looks like, contrary to what Ian believes, anatomy is his Achilles heel. He only went 3 for 5 this week. Did this week's show tickle your funny bone? Give you butterflies in your stomach? Maybe just a Charlie horse? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
I'm going to pull a hamstring with how fast I get out of the studio this week. But first, let us tell you to surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at the weekly questions, some extra credit questions, or this challenge.
Think of a 7-letter word beginning with A that names a part of the human body. Switch the first 2 letters, and you'll get a 2-word phrase that names something a superstitious person doesn't like. What is the body part and what is the thing? So again, think of a 7-letter word beginning with A that names a part of the human body. Switch the first 2 letters, and you'll get a 2-word phrase that names something a superstitious person doesn't like. What is the body part and what is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I think this show will go down as a skeleton in my closet.
Well, let's hope it's better next week. We'll see you then.